Please hold while I try to connect you.
Yes, hello, Lily.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you now. Let me go ahead and call Thais, okay? If we get disconnected, Lily, please give me a call back, okay?
Sure.
All right. Hang on, Lily. Already on the other line.
Hello. Thais, how are you?
Hi, Lily.
Good.
I'm doing okay, Lily. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm sorry. I just missed
okay,
your call
Lily,
earlier.
So,
go ahead.
No. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I believe there may be a little bit of a delay, but I can hear you okay.
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to set up a meeting is so we can go over the charges.
Okay. Let me pull that up here.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm pulling it up. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. I can hear you fine, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I have your billing up. Okay, yes, I can see all of your invoices now.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay? Thais, are you on the line? Is anyone on the line with me?
Yes.
Oh,
Lily,
okay.
I'm on the other line. Hold on. Hello, Thais? Thais? We can't hear you. Okay, let me just send her a message. Bear with me.
Sure.
By the way, Lily, I sent you an email right after you called me this morning. I think Thais would like Ivan on this meeting as well.
Oh, okay, I'd have to schedule that with Ivan. He's not available right now. I can schedule it, but I would have to schedule that with Ivan as well.
All right, Lily. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call Thais on the other line. It seems like we can't hear her. waiting, Lily. Let me do a three-way calling again. It seems like Thais got disconnected, okay?
Sure.
Hang on. There you go, guys.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Thais. Can you hear me
Hello?
Okay? Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Lily, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay this time?
Yeah, now I can. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So this is the thing. I was calling you to, I wanted to make sure that we are going over the details on the charges.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know. I understand you wanted Ivan to be included in the meeting, but unfortunately, I would have to schedule that with him. So I can give you as much information as you'd like, or we can schedule that with Ivan. But yes, he has more of the, you know, the details. But I can give you as much as I can.
Okay. So go ahead. So tell me what happened. I know from the Julie explained me a little bit that you guys. When we first started running the Google Ads campaign before we stopped, you guys started charging and nothing got changed. So you guys kept on charging even though the ads were not running for quite some time. Is that what happened?
No, actually the ads were in fact running. Even though we were supposed to stop charging you and stop running them, they continued to run. So that's why management, after, you know, I explained everything to them, They came back and said that the ads actually spent. So we're not able to offer credit for those ads that spent since 2024. But they did explain that what we can do moving forward is to include you in our loyalty program, which I explained to Julie, but that means that every other month would be waived for local SEO, which is a $199 portion, and we would bring it down to $149. But unfortunately, there isn't anything we can do about refunding ads that ran and actually were spent.
Okay, so do you have a receipt from Google that shows that those ads were running? Because explain to me one thing, Lily. When I told you we were gonna start running the ads, right? For the month of November and December, we were mentioning we were gonna start running ads in January.
Mm-hmm.
The ads were not running then because you started running the ads in January again.
Yeah,
so
that's my understanding of it.
If the ads were not running then, right?
Yeah, I don't believe that they were. They were already removed from the account. But I'm referring to the time that they ran from 2024 in July until they stopped running. Because I know you said that you spoke with Bonnie in November of that same year and she was supposed to stop them but didn't. They ran. They continued to run. So if for every month that we charged you, the ads ran. Let me check before we added them. When was the last time we charged you for them? Let's see.
You've been charging me every single month since.
Yeah.
But when did the ads stop? Because when you start the ads, they were not running.
Yeah, exactly. That was my understanding.
Because otherwise you had to reset. You had to start the ads again. So I have no proof that the ads were running or not running.
Yeah, we can provide that. Yeah.
All I know is that I've been paying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even so, regardless of how soon it was or how long ago it was, we can always provide reports as far as when the ads ran and all of the detailed information. That we can definitely do. As far as the details of, you know,
mm-hmm.
what happened and who didn't turn them off or who turned them on, we're still digging for that. But
yeah, no, that's not the case. That's not the case. So you can provide a report from Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from
right?
Google Ads.
Not from your platform. You can provide. Okay. So let's go ahead and get that. Because I believe that the November and December, everything was paused.
Okay, let's
for November of this year. And December, I am sure that we were not running Google Ads or Google Verified. We had, especially December, we had nothing working. And you guys did charge me $300 for the ads. And as far as the conversation goes back and forth, you can't go back and reimburse for that because you're saying that the ads were running, but I'm sure it wasn't running for December.
Okay. I do see that we did charge you in the, for December and November as well. So they should have, we should have be able to provide you a report of when they ran that time. Because management already reviewed. I you know, they went back and checked and they saw that every time we've charged you, they ran. So we should be able to provide a report for you every single month, especially the ones you're in doubt about.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's provide a report from the year of 2025 all the way up to December of 2025.
Okay.
Just because I know that we were having issues with our Google Verify and we didn't have a single call that month because we had nothing running. No Google Ads and no Google Verified. I know because we've been dealing with you directly and we were getting ready to set up because we were getting ready to invest $2,500 on Google Ads and I wanted to make sure everything was running on the same time. So I know for a fact that the ads were not running in December.
Okay. Yeah, I'm already putting in the request, but we should be able to provide those reports. I do see that we did charge you then, so they should have ran. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing, Lily, we are actually growing our business to a different side now in the office. And I am hiring someone that's going to handle in-house the Google Verified and Google Ads, and they're going to combine to us all the ads. We're going to start doing videos, and, you know, we're trying to, like, grow a little bit on that area. And I wanted to take over the management for Google Ads and Google Verified moving on starting next Monday. We're going to go ahead and take over that because I have someone in-house that's going to handle. Because I was hiring someone to do Instagram and Facebook and Nextdoor Neighbors ads. And what he's charging me, I could include him managing that himself, you know, for what I'm paying. So I'm going to go ahead and take that over from Local Splash. We're still going to do the SEO and the website. We're still going to keep that. I am thinking about improving the website as well because, you know, we need to make sure that we're working monthly on adding pictures and stuff like that. But starting Monday, I would like to have full access to our Google Verified and Google Ad campaigns. But I do have a question. We have a budget on Google Ads because you guys charged us $300 this month to use on Google Ads. And on top of that, I had another $1,700, correct me if I'm wrong, invested into Google accounts. Once you transfer that over to us, that budget's still going to be in the account itself, correct?
That's a great question. I don't believe so, but I will have to ask Ivan. One thing before we go too far ahead, for Google Ads, we don't have a way to give you access to that. If you wanted to create your Google Ads campaign on your Google profile, you can do that, but giving you access to Google Ads would be giving you access to all of our clients' campaigns. So we're not able to do that, but we can transfer the Google Verified campaign to you. As far as the budget, I don't believe that budget will be there because we have our own payment, you know, method applied. But I can ask Ivan for the details on that. Won't be a problem at all. I can make sure to get you that information. I'm hoping no later than Monday. Ivan is not available.
Yeah,
right now,
I want to make sure that I already have $1,700 invested on that. Plus, you guys have been taking $300 monthly on Google Ads, which I don't take this personally. Don't take this personal, but I honestly don't think the ad was running because many times back and forth, when I was dealing with Bonnie, she paused that for me because I told her I was done investing money on Google Ads and we were only going to invest the maximum Google guarantee. So I remember all the conversations, but I don't know what kind of
verification you're going to provide to me. But let me talk to the guy that he's an expert on Google Ads and Google Verified. Let me talk to him and see what the possibility is. Because if we have all that money credited into our Google Ads, we should be able to get that back. And as far as ownership, when we first started with Google Verified, I added your email in there as a user, but then somehow you guys removed me. So I have no access to that. So you need to add me back as a user. Do you understand? As a primary user, obviously. You have to add me back there as a primary user.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make all these changes myself and then eventually remove local slash.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll definitely.
Because it's an account, right? And that Google Ads, you guys are using my Google Ad number. Do you understand? It's like a Google account number. So my Google Ads run into that account. So if I need that back, you need to add me there as a primary user, allowing me to do all the changes so I can get that account back. That's how it works.
No, so Google Ads does not work that way.
The guy.
Yeah, that it does not work that way. The Google Ads has a CID, which is it's a client ID, but that is linked to our database. If you go into your Google profile, there's actually a section where you can start creating your campaign where you will not find the one we have for you because it's not linked together. So in your case, if you're going to create your own Google Ads account, you would do that from your Google profile. And we would obviously cancel the one we created. But there isn't a way to transfer the campaign that we have to you because it's included with all of our other clients' campaigns. We don't actually create them from your Google profile or any other client's Google profile itself.
Okay, so that's for Google Ads.
Yeah, exactly. For Google Ads specifically.
So you say that our Google Ads is combined with all the other clients' ads?
It's in the same database. So if we were to give you access to the database, we would be giving you access to everyone's account. It's a different system. It's a whole system created for Google Ads. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the Google Verified, you need to add me there as a primary user and give me access to everything because I looked and there's some kind of Lisa email there or someone named Linda or Lisa email there as a primary user and they removed our email from it. So we have no way we can make any changes. I can't give access to nobody at this point. So
I see.
You'd have to do that. Add me back as a primary user on Google Verified because I don't want to go through the hustle of, you know.
Yeah, no problem. I just need to ask Ivan how to go about all of that, but we can definitely do that. I just have to get in touch with him. So if it's okay with you, I will have a response. I want to say no later than Monday morning. I'm hoping. It really just depends on when Ivan will return because he's not available right now, but he should be getting my message shortly. So I'm hoping to have a response by Monday regarding that.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me ask my Google ad expert here real quick something. Give me one second, okay?
Sure.
Let me ask him. Because I asked him because I have you guys running the campaign, and I deposited, technically, you guys should deposit the balance onto my Google Ads campaign. And if I have you guys stop running the campaign, do I lose that balance?
that's
so
not
where is the money sitting?
Right. That's not something he can answer because
so
that's
if I wanted to invest in completely $2,500, right? That's what he is asking. So if I'm trusting you, your company to invest $2,500 in Google Ads into my Google Ads, right? Where is the money sitting?
So we charge you your monthly fee, but we pay with our billing information because it's not linked to your Google profile, as I mentioned earlier, right? Otherwise, you'd be able to go into your Google profile, go into the Google Ads account, and look at our payment information. We don't charge you through your Google Ads account. We charge you directly through Local Splash. So if in the event that you cancel the Google Ads.
If you guys withdraw that money from my account, then you guys should be able to reimburse the rest of the money.
We don't offer refunds for any paid ads.
If you guys withdraw, I'm sorry?
We don't offer refunds for any paid ads, Thais. What management would do is offer to reallocate those funds or put them towards either local SEO or any other campaign that we have going for you. But we don't have the option to offer a refund. I can request it for you, but that is clear in our terms and conditions.
What, can you send me your terms and conditions?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll have that sent over to you in an email as well.
Okay, 1 second. Okay. Okay, yeah, so I see here that okay, so yeah, you guys are running my Google Ads, and there is a spreadsheet from Google Ad directly that shows how long and for how many days my campaign was running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the reports I requested.
Yeah, it takes like 2 minutes to export the report. Is there a way you can do that while we're on the phone, or that's something you don't have access to?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't. I'd have to send the request to our Google Ads team, which can take 24 to 48 hours. That's not something I could do instantly. I'm sorry.
Right, so they're going to send me a ad schedule time and date performance, right, report?
Yes, I'm not sure what it's called, but I know it's a report that shows the activity of your ads for as long as they've been running. So in your case, I requested for the 2025 to be sent over.
With all the billing summary and history directly and everything.
The billing is not your own billing information. So we won't give you our billing info. We can give you the information as far as when the ads ran, how much was spent every day, you know, the clicks you're getting and things like that, but we cannot provide you with our billing information details.
Okay, so what do you guys do? Like, you create an account for Google Ads, and you guys shove all the clients that you have into one platform? Is that how you manage things?
No. We have one database that holds all of our – okay, so we have one database that holds all of our campaigns together. We have our own Google Ads database that has all of our campaigns together. It's not one campaign for all of our clients. Every campaign is unique to the business itself. So we have a database that holds all of our Google Ad campaigns for every client. And, of course, every campaign is different, but it's all within our system.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the billing is controlled by you. Okay,
yeah, because
so
we charge you directly.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I deposited $2,500 into your database, right, to you, you have that credit there into your database, which you guys are using to your clients, correct?
I believe so. I'm not an expert on how we link our billing information to the Google Ads campaign, but it is our billing information that goes in there. It's not yours. So meaning Google won't charge you for the Google Ads that are running. We charge you because we also charge you a management fee. So that's our billing information is what's included in that.
You charge 20% out of that.
Google Ads is separate from Google Verified. So your management fee for Google Ads is 25%, the same as every other client that we have. They lowered your management fee for Google Verified.
Okay, so Lily, here's the thing. Okay, so it does not matter. So if I deposit $2,500, right, into for my Google Ads, I don't care which platform you guys are using it. If you're using your own platform or if you're using my Google Ads, if you're using my account or if you created an account where you use all your clients together, right? Mm-hmm. I said, okay, Local Splash, I want to invest $2,500 onto Google Ads, and you guys take $1,250 for your fee, right?
No, it's well.
So
okay.
I still
uh-huh.
have.
Yeah.
So 2,500, right? Let's say 20. You take 25% on Google Ads.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so it leaves me with 1,875, and you told me I have 1,700 credit. So that means for the past month, I only got charged $100?
You have $1,628 remaining. That's actually available in your client dashboard. I'm not sure if you've logged in recently, but if you go under campaign management, it'll tell you actually how much you have available for each campaign. The Google Ads budget is set to 300. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's fine. 1,628. That's what I have. You already took your fee, right? You already took the 25% fee, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So I have sitting into that account Google Ads account that you created to run my business, I still have sitting $1,628
money exactly.
invested into that account.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the point of not refunding that amount? If you already took the 25% off, if you already took the 25% fee that you guys charged, what's the problem of getting that money reimbursed?
We don't offer refunds for any of our paid ads.
Because that
campaigns.
Money is sitting in your account, right? So if I start the account with you, you're going to take my $1,600 and use it to what? Into
we would
someone
reallocate
else's
them.
Account?
No.
On your
we
own
would,
account?
No, we would reallocate them for you or suggest that you spend them with us. That's the options we have at the end of the day. If you wanted to, for example, just use the $1,628 that you have and never get charged from us again for Google Ads, then we would run them until that the budget has been spent and we stop the campaign entirely. Or we would reallocate them either to Google Verified or local SEO or whatever option you decide. But it's not refundable. That's per our terms and conditions.
Okay, so yeah, let's go ahead and allocate that amount into Google Verified.
Okay.
And go ahead and allocate that amount into Google Verified, and then I want full access to my Google Verified account.
So if we don't continue to manage your Google Verified account, we cannot put money in it. You can't ask us to put funds from another product, put it into a Google Verified account, and then hand it over to you. We don't offer refunds. We'd have to manage the campaign in order to be able to spend that amount. So we can do that.
No,
so I can move them.
So you're telling me that you cannot put my money from my Google Ads that I invested, even though you already charged your 25%. So this is what you're telling me. You cannot take after taking the 25% from running the campaign out of my money, on top of charging me $199 SEO every month, you're charging me 25% to run the campaign. You already took that 25%. You cannot take the rest of my money putting into my own account and hand it over to me?
No, we would have to continue to manage it.
Lily, I suggest you, this is the thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm not very happy about all the extra charges because you can't technically give me, unless you give me a report from Google themselves showing me when my ads was running for the year of 24 and 25, showing me, explaining all the charges and how many clicks directly from Google. I'm not going to accept the spreadsheets made up on the office. Send it over to me. Because what we're talking about here is $300 per month for over 2 years. It's being charged. I've been dealing with Bonnie, and I know exactly when she stopped the campaign for us to be able to invest all this money into Google Guarantee back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't have anything written down, but I might have an email here from Bonnie. I'm going to look into it because she told me once I need to start a campaign and stop a campaign, it needs to be through an email. So I do have that email here. I just need to find it exactly when I told her to stop the campaign. So I'm not going to accept any spreadsheets made up on an office. It needs to come directly from Google.
Oh, no, I didn't say okay. It was going to be a spreadsheet. I said it was going to be a Google report.
Right, coming directly from Google.
Exactly,
Let me just see here if I can find Bonnie's email, because I told her exactly when to stop. I think I do, because I don't remember. I actually do have it. I do have all her emails. So, yes, I have an email here on when I told Bonnie to stop the campaign. Okay? And because it was written down, back then you were not supposed to do it over the phone. It has to be an email, right? I suggest you talk to Ivan, and I know your terms and conditions, but you're going over, your terms and conditions doesn't, it stop becoming effective once you guys do an error like this, in which you guys kept charging my account, even though the Google ads were not running. Because you know when you started, you know yourself, when I told you I was going to invest $2,500 into Google ads, you knew it wasn't running. Otherwise, you would have told me, hey, your Google ads are running. You have $300 invested. Do you want to go ahead and add more money to it? But no, my Google ads were not running. And I have an email here written down to Bonnie back then telling her what we were going to do to stop Google ads because we wanted to invest all the money into Google Verify.
Mm-hmm.
So your terms and conditions stop being effective once you guys do this type of mistake. It's a lot of money we're talking about here. I am not asking to get all that reimbursed back to us because that would be a whole nother fight. It would involve lawyers and all the other shenanigans. What I'm asking you to do is to get the money that I already invested in my Google ads, okay? Because I know for a fact that December and November we had no Google ads, and you guys charged us anyway. You guys charged us anyway for $300-$600. Okay? So I'm asking to get my accounts back and to get my money that I invested, the $1,600 that I have left, and move it back into whatever you want to put my platform is on Google Verified. That's it. Now, if we have an issue on getting these accounts back with this credit that came out of my account, okay, and I spoke with Ivan and he agreed to lower the marketing to us to 20%, never mentioned 25 about Google Ads, okay? It was supposed to be 20%. But that was said and done over the phone. I have no proof of that, so it doesn't matter. You guys charged me 25%. Now, I want to get my Google Verified accounts back as soon as possible. And the money that I have left on my Google Ads, I would like to have that credit into my Google Verified. Because all the other mistakes, I'm going to be blinded by it. I'm going to pretend it never happened, and I'm going to let it go. Because you're telling me about terms and conditions that you don't reimburse, but you forgot about this mistake that you guys did into my account. And we're talking about 2 years being charged over $300 a month. If we calculate that, that's a whole lot of money. Let's say it was 2 years, the whole 2024 and the whole 2025. That's over $7,000 we're talking about. I let it go. It was a mistake. That's fine. They said the ads were running. I'm sure I have an email here when I told Melanie that the ads were supposed to stop. And they did, because I check my account daily. That's how I know when I told you that the Google Verified wasn't working. I knew it. And I had Jolie call you, Jolie email you to let you know that it wasn't running, because I check. So I know the Google ads were not running.
I see.
Now you
no,
talk
I understand.
To Ivan and explain mm-hmm. to him. Explain to him that this is very nice of my end to let this go. If you just go ahead and transfer my credit, my money that I invested on, just put it on Google Verified and hand it over. That's it. It's gonna save a lot of headaches for both of us, for both of our business, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not up to Ivan. I am sending this to management to review because Ivan's not in charge of that, but I am sending your request over. And then, you know, of course, I'll follow up with you with the response I get. I can't promise that they're, you know, what's going to happen because our terms and conditions, but, you know, if there is something we can do, then we always find a way to do that. But yes, I have already submitted your request.
Okay. Hold
okay.
on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making notes. Okay. All right, Lily. Go ahead and take it to management, but explain something to them real quick. Okay. Tell them that I understand their terms and conditions, but if they were running my ads and charging me without running my ads, their terms and conditions no longer apply. Okay. Now, if they want to save a lot of headaches dealing with a lawyer and a very big fat review on their business, I'm pretty sure that they have to rework their terms and conditions to give me my $1,628 credit, or I'm going to fight to get every single penny that they charged when they were not running my ads back. This is not a threat. I just think it's fair that, one, I'm not happy for the charges, and I know for a fact those ads were not running. Okay. I could actually ask Google themselves, or maybe I'll figure it out. I'll ask the guy that I'm hiring to take over what we can do to find out if they were running and for how long. But all I'm asking is for the credit that I applied to Google Ads back and my account back as soon as possible. Now, if they're coming again with their terms and conditions, they're going to need to explain to me in very detail why they were charging me $300 a month for the past 2 years without running my ads every month. So you're saying it's not refundable? Tell them that they might need to open an exception at this point, because I am very unhappy with the charges. And when I started with Local Splash, I'm very thankful for, but the quality dropped drastically. We can no longer, back then we were able to make a phone call, talk to a representative right away if we had a question. Now, if I have a problem on Monday, I don't get an answer until the end of the week or maybe the following week. And then all the charges went crazy and unexplained. And I got removed from Google Verified because I looked. Back then, it was one person managing, but I also had access to it. And then I got removed from the access to my own account. So go ahead and talk to your manager. If you need whoever that person is, he can give me a call and we can talk moving forward. But this is the request that I have. I need to get my account back right away and the credit move towards, I don't care if he needs to take the money from his pocket. He already charged me 25%. He can go to the bank to get that cash and deposit into my account. I don't care how he's going to do it. If he doesn't want a bad review from me for his business, he's going to figure something out. I'm pretty sure he's a business owner just like I am. He's going to figure something out, Lily. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely send that all over to management. You most likely will hear back from them.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Just one thing. I'm sorry, Thais, I have to tell you something, if you would allow me 2 seconds. Okay?
Sure.
So right now, I do need to pause your Google Ads. Otherwise, they're going to continue to spend. So they are going to be paused while the request is going through to management. Depending on what happens with that, then we re-enable them or whatever we do with them, we'll go from there. But I just have to let you know they will be paused from this point on. Okay?
Well, here's the thing, Lily. If you're going to pause my Google Ads and you can't guarantee my refund back, so that means you're just going to pause it just to make sure it doesn't run anymore and spend any more money.
Well, okay, we can leave
so
them
you
running.
Have extra credit into your account.
We can leave them running as long as you acknowledge that.
On top of the $1,628 that I have credit into that account, you took out $300 this month. So my Google Ads are going to be running.
Okay.
Because
and
you can't guarantee
as you
that you're going to reimburse with this money.
Yeah, as long as you can acknowledge the fact that they're still running, that's fine, because the budget is obviously going to go down as they spend. So that's the only reason why I would pause them. So as long as you are aware and, you know, we acknowledge on this phone call that they will remain enabled and the you know, whatever spends obviously will bring the budget down, that's all that I am asking. We can leave them on. I just need you to acknowledge
that.
Yeah, them.
I'm aware of it. I'm aware that it's going to be running.
Okay.
But once management guarantee that they're going to reimburse me the money, we'll stop. Otherwise, I'm going to be checking every month. I'll let you guys run that ad until every penny is spent, and I'm going to find a way to check to see if it's running, even if we take over Google Verified. Because here's the thing. I don't care what the owner or whoever manages that business is going to do. He's going to have to reimburse me the 1628. Because on top of the 1628, remember, you charge me $300.
Which is included in that. So that $300
so
is included. The $300 that we charged you is included in that 1628. All of your billing from as long as, like, let's say we charge you again right now, and the 75% of that will be added to that total, the 1628. So the $300 that we added from this month, because it is a monthly $300 budget campaign, it's already been added to the 1628. So there isn't anything on top of that that's going to be added. I'm looking at your client dashboard. It tells you information in real time, how much information or how much budget is left.
Okay, so the $300 was added to the 1628. Let me send this information over. Yeah, I see Bonnie's email here. So I want to give you, like, an email date for when I told Bonnie so you can give it to your management. Give me 1 second. Okay. Well, Lily, I'm going to go through all the emails from Bonnie back in 24 and 25.
Okay.
Verified today. File request. Quick meeting tomorrow. I'm going to go over everything, and then I'll get back with you. I mean, Lily, don't take this personally. You're a great person. You do a great job. I know it's out of your hands. You have no control over anything. And, you know, it's not your fault you work there, and, you know, don't take this personally, okay? Like,
no, of course.
Put yourself in my situation. If it was your money, you wouldn't be, trust me, you wouldn't be happy either. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
We're talking about almost $8,000 a year for a mistake. And now I'm trying to get the account back, and I have this money sitting there. Trust me, it's nothing personal with you. It's business. And between Eminence and Local Splash, we're not very happy with. I was already upset with the charges now because I want to cancel the account. I have all this money sitting there. So here we go. Go ahead and talk to your boss. I want to get over Google Verified right away. So I need you to take care of that for me, like ASAP, starting Monday. And about Google Ads, considering you're not using my account, we'll figure that out later. Even if we have to have you guys running the ads, I can have – how many ads can I have running? Because I'm going to run ads in my account. How many ads can I have running?
But they're not –
under the same business name.
Well, okay. So you mean how many campaigns you can have running? Because you can have, if you're talking about campaigns,
right.
If you run your own campaign and we run ours, you can have 10 if you want to. When it comes to Google Ads, it's not the same as Google Verified or local SEO.
Okay, so if for example, you say, okay, I can't, you're not going to charge, obviously, you're not going to charge my account another dime, right?
Exactly,
but
no.
You're going to run my campaign until I run out of that credit.
Right. If I'm not able to get you
right.
the refund that you requested, that's correct. If I'm not able to get you what you requested, then and they insist that we can only reallocate run the campaign, then we would continue to run it, make sure that nothing is charged, and then once the funds have been spent, then the ad is canceled and removed. That's it. We don't. There's no way to transfer the Google Ad campaign or any of that because it's within our own database, but we would continue to run it without charging you until and then, you know, officially cancel that campaign. We wouldn't pause it or leave it standing by
anywhere.
Okay,
yeah.
It would be canceled.
Okay, yeah, talk to management. My goal is to get that money transferred to, like, Google Verified. Just,
okay,
but that's clear.
I know. I want to tell them that you want it in Google Verified, and they will say most likely yes because it'll be like if they approve the reallocation, they would say yes because that's reallocating it. But my problem with it, like where I feel like I'm going to get pushback from them is we cannot do the reallocation and then transfer the campaign to you. Because that would be like issuing a refund, right? So the whole purpose of not, you know, putting that money back is because we can't offer a refund. So we can't give you the money on your campaign and then have you run it with that money there. That's all I'm saying. I'm just explaining the way it works. But I will definitely speak with them about that and see where we go from there.
Yeah, definitely bring it up, the fact that they've been charging us $300 for the past 2 years without running an ad. Just bring that up to them and say, hey, your terms and conditions kind of shifts a little bit when you charge a business $300 a month for the past 2 years without running a campaign.
They did run
a campaign for certain days, but not every month like they were supposed to to explain the charges. And
yeah.
I did have an email from Bonnie when I told her to stop and to move the credit towards Google Verified. Because I told her, I said, Google Ads are a waste of money. I'm just paying for clicks. It says right here, go ahead and cancel Google Ads, and we're going to invest 100% on Google Verified.
Mm-hmm.
No, Google Guarantee, sorry. Back then it was called Google Guarantee. So I just need to find that email so I can forward that to the management, and that's gonna change a little bit on how they think about their terms and conditions. They're gonna open an exception, but try, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
yeah,
see
definitely.
How it goes. And another thing, Lily, I want access to my Google Verified, obviously, more importantly, and I did purchase the domain for the website. Sorry, my son just walked in crying. How do I get access to my domain?
Let me see.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Almost done. You walk into my office crying. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, Lily.
Okay. So the domain that we have here is kitchenandbathremodel.pro. Is that a domain that you had before you signed up with us? Or because I believe we selected that domain here, right, when we created the website? Let me just double check. Hang on one second.
No, you created the website, but I purchased the domain. I paid for it.
Oh, you gave
back
us access
then, when
to
you
the
guys
domain?
Were building the website, I paid for the domain, yeah. It's my domain.
Okay, let me see. Who did you pay for that domain? Where did you purchase it?
No, your website developer charged me for it. He told me that this is your whoever created the website back then charged me for the domain.
Okay.
And he told me that it was gonna be my domain. Not the content on the website, that's what he said. Not the content on the website, but the domain is yours because you paid fully for it.
Okay. Do you by any chance recall when that was, what date or what month and what year? So I could try to find the charge because there's so many charges on your account. It should have been a $99 charge.
The
That's what I'm looking
thing
for.
That the first month, I mean, it was on the first month.
Oh, okay. Let me check that invoice. One moment.
When I first started with you guys charged me a fee, and that fee included my domain. And I told him, I said, is this a website? You guys selling me the website? They said, no, the domain is yours, but the content is Local Splash. So typically, if I'm going to take over, I can't take over the whole website. I'm going to take over the domain because I paid for it. And the content of the website belongs to Local Splash.
Yeah, okay. I don't see the charge for it. I'll have to dig deeper. I understand. I do have to dig deeper because I don't see that we actually charged you for the domain on the original invoice. I know you mentioned a setup fee, but that doesn't include the domain. So I'm gonna have to look deeper into that.
It did include it. You're gonna have to dig deeper because I did pay for the domain. I remember clearly.
Yeah, I'll have management review that as well because there is actually no charge for the domain. So there has to be notes somewhere saying that that's included there. So I'll have them dig for that as well.
Do you have no records of me paying for that domain?
No, when I'm looking at the
for?
Yeah, when I look at the billing information from when you first signed up, the initial invoice, you paid $649. That included the base fee, the setup fee, which was $200. And then we had local SEO for $199. You had the Local Splash Google Verified application fee, which was $250. And that totaled $649. But there is no actual charge for the domain on this invoice. And I can send that to you, but either way, I'll
look,
still
look in the second month for me.
Sure. Okay, let me look at the second month. Let's see. Second invoice we have here is for November 8th, and that was a Google verified a budget adjustment of $923. Third invoice was for $199 for a local SEO. So I'm not seeing that charge for the domain. But if it was meant to be included in your setup fee, then we'll find that in the notes. So I just have to report that to management.
Yeah, I remember it was because you guys don't charge a setup fee.
We do charge a setup fee for the majority of our accounts.
Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Local slash agreement. I know for a fact that I paid for the domain because this is what the conversation I had with your, what is it, your website person. And it was included in one of those fees. I don't know what that was, but I'm pretty sure because I was talking to the person while building the website, and I had a domain that he could use, and he said, well, it was from Wix. And I remember him saying that it wasn't a very strong domain that I purchased, that he was going to, you know, go through this place and purchase a domain, and that domain would be from our company itself. So definitely need that back, Lily. Let me see here. Local trash agreement. Oh my goodness, so many emails. When did I start with you again, Lily? Give me that date again.
I believe it was in February of this year.
Liability.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was February, roughly.
No, I think it was, April. Here, I have the document here. That's when I submitted the paper liability for Bonnie. Thank you for contacting Google Business Support to maintain quality business. This is when we did the transfers listings.
Oh yeah, I was way before that. Let me see if I can find out.
Oh, we did it verified April 24th.
April 24th. Okay.
Sorry, April 29th, 2024. That's what I have here unless my emails got deleted.
You mean 2025?
2024. I've been with you guys for a while.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't manage your account back in 2024.
No, it was Bonnie. That's what
I'm saying. I thought you were asking when I started. Yeah, no, I wasn't even, I wasn't managing your account back in 2024 for sure.
Good morning. Are you utilizing your website as great as people to understand you're utilizing Local Splash? Although I get inconsistent information here then because seamless multiple screen domain. Introducing to Google Workspace. Henry, good morning. Are you utilizing? Wait a minute.
Feminine Construction, get your personal branded email address with Workspace, Local Splash. Sorry, it was back in 2023 because I got emails from here about that. Here's the thing, Lily, can you send me an email copy of my contract with you guys signed?
Yeah, I can send you, you mean the terms and conditions? Yeah, I can send that over. I've already requested that to be sent to you.
Yeah. Thank you. And, yeah, do talk to your management because of the, yeah, the domain is definitely ours. I remember talking to a guy over, I don't know, he said, you guys change employees all the time. It was a guy that did the setup for the website, and he's the one that, that purchased the domain for me. And he specifically told me that the content for the website, it's not ours, but the domain is. So okay. I just verified with him, but I'm sure it is. Okay. Cause I'm sure it is. I just have too many emails to go over here at this point. Go ahead and talk to them and give me an answer by Monday. And as far as Google Verified, work on that. I need that back as well, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did get that down as well.
Okay, that's fine. I'm trying to find here. Freaking verified. April 24th, imminent. I think I got my email, like, deleted or something. My local splash account is expecting. Okay, it was way sooner than 2020. I think we started in 2023. I think we started in 2023, the end of 2023, something like that. When is the first charge you see there in the account, Lily?
When you first signed up, you mean?
When I first signed up, yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the email here.
The very first time you signed up on the day that we charged you was the 26th of October of 2023.
October 2020. Okay, so why don't I have, maybe my email got deleted. I have to request that.
Did you want me to send you the copy of the invoice?
No, I don't need a copy of the invoice. I need an email from Bonnie, and I need the guy that did the website. But I talked to him over the phone. He explained to me about my domain when I purchased it. So that's what I need because I need my domain back. So it's Eminence. Who is it? Kitchen and Back. Good Lord. I'm trying to find it here so you can kitchen and bathroom model stock roll. Lord. Give me one second, Lily. I know we're probably in a rush, but
it's okay.
To cover everything up. April 2023. Okay, go ahead for that. All right, no, I don't see an email here. I'm gonna have to send customer service to see if I find any email regards to the domain, but I kind of had a feeling that when this day comes, go ahead and talk to your manager about that, Lily, about the situation for the credit back into Google Verified. About the charges and the ads that they were not running. And also I need access to the domain that we purchased back when we first started. I'm trying to find here the email, but I don't have the time or the resources because I'm looking through my phone right now, but I'll figure out a way to get those emails back. And we'll go from there. Give me an answer on Monday. And that's it. That's all we need to cover today.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely do my best to have an answer for you by Monday. They are going to have to review a lot, but I will do my best to have that by Monday. Okay.
Well, did the website developers change as well, along with the employees there and the company?
Not that I know of. I've been here 9 years, and the website developers have been the same 4 years. So I don't.
All right. So yeah. So he should know. It's an easy fix, right? He should know if he. That's how he does his business. He should know that we purchased a domain and not the content, but definitely the domain.
Well, the website development team is not a man. It's actually women. So I'm wondering who that was. It could have been the person that signed you up.
Well,
possibly.
First, I talked to a man when I set up my account. I don't know who he was.
Okay. Yeah,
I talked to a lot of people there, but.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I talked to him, and he explained to me about the domain that I would have to purchase one.
Uh-huh.
Because you guys don't go out giving domains. You guys don't do that. You guys don't give out domains. You guys add the content to the website, but I purchased a domain. Okay? That's that. Let me know on Monday we need access to that domain. And I also need access to my Google Verified right away. And then we'll discuss about the $1,600 credit that we have.
Okay, definitely.
Moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Lily. Really. Right. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter. Not only to celebrate, but enjoy your Easter, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a happy Easter as well. Thank you.
All right, take care now.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.